Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
It was such a great weekend. We can't have the only takeaway from the weekend, the biggest takeaway, be a negative one. I mean, we did a concert. We got some mama time in there.
Yeah.
We got lawn worked out. I mean, it was the perfect balance of getting stuff done and having a lot of fun, and I'm back to rhyming again.
I thought I left that in last week.
As I was landing,
Schwesinger,
by the way,
the linebacker,
the worst L I've taken is I was like, this weekend, for some reason, I rhymed again because apparently I am just Dr. Seuss.
At least you're back to admitting that it was a rhyme, though. Because I think for the longest time, it was a complete defense that you didn't rhyme.
Do you know what happened? Is I played it for Vanessa and the girls, and to a woman, every single one was like, Dad, you're missing the compliment. You rhyme two words that don't rhyme together. That takes talent. And I was like, okay, now let's think about this one.
Yeah.
You are right. Those words do rhyme.
Mac, didn't you say it was like a, was it some sort of Drake line or some sort of Little Wayne line or one of them?
Yeah, it was T-Pain rhyming, Mansion with Wisconsin.
Wait, that's basically it.
Can I get a Kendrick Lamar? We got to go Drake. All right.
I said T-Pain. Said Drake.
I don't like the implication with Drake, okay? I'd like the guy winning the rap battle, not the guy losing it where everybody accuses you of something heinous at the Super Bowl. And no, thank you. A minor. That's all I remember from that whole thing. But
you just wanted to do A minor. That's what that was.
I'll allow that. Yeah. I did want
to. And you know what?
Whoa. Phrasing. Don't love that. That was a Drake.
I don't know if he's going to catch on or not.
That was a Drake trap, and I don't care for it. So we got a new NBA champion.
Yeah,
how about that?
Yes, we do. In what turned out to be such a hyped up Game 7 that was just a.
No, it was great.
Well, yeah, for the
until
for the
Achilles snapped.
For the first, when Haliburton came out and hit 3 threes, and everyone thought the world was going to be on fire with all sorts of great Game 7 takes, and then injury happened.
I just think this goes all the way back to a conversation, and it was a Donnybrook. I was on my island waving the American flag as hurricane winds were just pounding me into submission. Hey there,
easy.
And
now.
I stood firm that like. Hey, Donovan's playing with a calf injury in a series that's probably already lost. What are we doing? Well, last night was it was Game 7 of the NBA Finals. That is the scenario where it makes sense to do that. I will always credit the player and massive props to Haliburton for sacrificing potentially his future and his own greatness for last night.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same point, it only convinced me more that the Cavs playing Donovan in that environment, even though it's Donovan's decision and one he's entitled to, I mean, can you imagine if Donovan had blown out his Achilles on top of they end up losing that series the way they did?
So I think you were ahead of maybe the conversation on this one. I feel like so many people across the NBA, and now that it's been so prevalent, we had three major injuries in this postseason. We had 8 total this year, which is more than we've ever had when it comes to Achilles.
What's the deal with these Achilles?
That's what it is. Thank you, Jerry Seinfeld. We're trying to figure this all out. I remember the Donovan discussion we had. It's like you're in the postseason for these moments. This is why you're there, and you're supposed to be out there playing. And obviously Halliburton is different than Donovan, but I think we're going to start looking at the calf strain that then obviously leads to what you saw last night as a completely serious thing.
So it is, and it teams can no longer hide behind calf strain for the innocuous idea of, oh, it's just a calf strain. You can't hide behind that anymore. It is fully blown synonymous now with this guy's going to pop an Achilles if he keeps playing, which is why I lost my mind 2 weeks ago. And I will, listen, I will never fault a player for playing through injury, because that takes heart. It takes heart to go out there and play in front of a national audience in the fear of everything that can go wrong in a game anyways. But Achilles injuries, especially in basketball, have such a succinct impact on where your career could go, especially the older you get. So it was never a criticism of Donovan. It was a criticism of, you're in the second round of the playoffs, getting blown out of the series. This is not the series I want to. That's different than how I feel about last night, because every single point I can give Tyrese Halliburton for playing, and by the way, playing incredibly well in game six, considering the severity of his injury.
Right. Well, that's why you play the game. You play the game to get to the game seven.
Yes.
You play the game, like, even if you miss all next year, the fact that you were in a game seven, and it might be more memorable that you did get injured than anything else out of this postseason.
Can we all agree if he plays, he wins?
No, we can't all agree that.
I think the Thunder got bailed out last night. I'm not trying to do the asterisk thing, because that's incredibly dismissive.
Thunder at home are just so different than they're on the road. It was one of the way. Honestly, they really are not a very good road team, and I know it's surprising.
They were not a very good home team
where they made money in this postseason. Home is where they made their money.
Okay, but if you watch them after the Halliburton injury, I mean, it took them until half. It really took them until into the third quarter to wake the hell up and realize where they were. If Halliburton's healthy, I think they're playing from behind instead of playing tied.
NBA Twitter was aghast at that whole, like, that ideology, because there was a lot of I'm not going to say it was the ref show, but the refs made it known that the Thunder were going to pull away, and they were trying to keep that one as close as they possibly could, because I think they understood the Indiana without Halliburton doesn't exist.
This is what's so great about this game is you're right in the second half, not in the rest of the second quarter. There were so many calls against Indiana, and a couple of them were okay, but the was it a charge or a blocking foul on Mathurin coming up the court just after a big OKC bucket? I can't remember the exact call. It was a trash call. Richard Jefferson said it was a bad call. Doris said it was a bad call. And there were like three of those after the Halliburton injury, and I'm like, if there's one time to give these guys a mulligan to like not call a bad foul.
I like that you remained as locked in to even the little things like that, because my brain was it was done. The moment he got injured, I was done.
So was the Thunder.
Yeah.
Like if you look there, I mean, there's a reason the game was so close at the half, because the Thunder seemed more impacted by the injury than the Pacers did until the second half.
And then the second half happened.
That's three games. It's with Halliburton.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Thanks.
Then it's the rest of the second quarter without Halliburton, and then it's the rest of the second half of the game without Halliburton, and they're three distinctly different games.
Oh yeah, but I don't know. I was just done. I was the moment the injury happened, I was like, okay, we can send this one to the post game show. It just, we knew the outcome was going to happen.
I do think the think pieces on Achilles injuries have already jumped the shark.
So this dominated everything today. Like anyone that you turn on or anyone you listen to, they're talking about Achilles injuries to the point where if I'm the Thunder, I'm almost mad that obviously not that the break was what it was, but the idea that your championship is being overshadowed by an Achilles injury discussion.
Yep.
But that's where it is today. Everyone's discussing. We're trying to figure out to the point where I was reading about scientific research attached to whether or not you have high top basketball shoes versus the low tops that are currently going on. And apparently it's like a 10% difference wearing these low tops than high tops. Like we are deep in the weeds of trying to figure out what exactly the difference here is.
So it's in favor of low tops?
No, it's in favor of high tops.
Oh, well, yeah, that always made sense for these
injuries. Yeah, but it was like by how much?
Ankle injuries in general. I always get ankle injuries in low tops. High tops never get hurt.
It makes sense because the high tops protect the ankle and everything like that. But the reason why everyone likes the low tops is because you got more agility. You can be swifter with the low tops, but if there's going to be more Achilles injuries based off of it, maybe we go the other direction.
I mean, they're wear and tear injuries I think a lot of this is players complain about the length of the NBA season and then spend the entirety of the summer hooping out in YMCAs all over.
They play. That's all they do is play.
And they push their bodies in ways that athletes even 25 years ago didn't know how to push their athletes.
But the problem within this discussion is that, and this is what this postseason felt like, and you can make an argument it felt this way last year as well, is was this a true, this is the best team that won? And maybe you can make an argument that it was, or was this just they had an extremely deep bench and they won the war of attrition on injuries?
I feel like the Pacers are winning that if Halliburton's in.
So you'd be in the argument then in that side that if like basically what happened is the Thunder are NBA champions today because they remain the healthiest throughout this postseason. Like think about
down
it.
Down to the last drop, yes.
Cavs got injured. Obviously the Pacers season and game seven got derailed based off of the injuries as well. The Knicks got injured. Boston got injured. Like all these teams, it didn't feel necessarily like we crowned the best champion. It felt like we crowned the team that stayed the healthiest and had the deepest bench, and that was the Thunder this year.
I think the natural thing is what can we do for this? And we're having this in baseball with Tommy John conversation about how it's like, well, players have never thrown it harder or spun it more and put more torque on their arm. And mm-hmm. In pursuit of both of those things, not one of them, but both of those things.
Yeah.
You can't tell players to stop throwing so hard. There's nothing now in the NBA. I think you can shorten the games.
Well, you talked about shortening the minutes on what, Thursday?
Yeah.
Going from 48 to 40 and doing the FIBA rules.
But I still think that this is
why are we doing seven game first round series? That's the exact answer. But at some point you have to roll it back and say maybe we shouldn't be doing everything in the name of the De Niro and the Benjamin.
Or maybe there is because
this wasn't great. This playoffs was a who can remain the healthiest and you end up winning. That's not good for the product long term.
Definitely agree. The tough thing about this is, and this is like, it is some of the training that these players are doing. If this is a wear and tear injury and they're happening more frequently, then the way players are, one, treating these injuries, that's one way. You get a calf injury, you should be out for a month. Like it's the players have to change their own mentality on what a calf injury is and the implications of it. I don't think Halliburton mm-hmm. should in any way regret what he did because it was the ultimate moment. But if you're in the second round of the playoffs, or if you're in the first round of the playoffs, or if you're in, you know, game 66 of 82, yeah, you should be thinking, okay, this is a calf injury, and my next year and a half and the team's next year and a half should be impacted.
And I think it will be, and that's why, like we talked earlier, you went on this big rant about how Donovan should be shut down, essentially, and I sat there, I went against it. Obviously, the Cavs went against it as well. If we replayed that back right now with the knowledge we just have been authored up, throughout this postseason, what happened with Halliburton, I bet he gets shut down.
I dare say I look prescient. 216.
You seem like you're a doctor or something for some reason.
You know, I've...
Did you go to medical school and I didn't know it?
I'm no comment. I'll let that...
He's just doing medical school at night. He does sports radio by day and medical school by night.
What if secretly I actually went to the University of Michigan and I am a medical doctor and I just won't let anyone know? I just kayfabe it that I'm a fat, sloven sports talk host. This is actually a bodysuit.
Yes.
It's actually, this. I'm actually 175
pounds.
You're
very ripped under that bodysuit.
I'm 30% Ethiopian. That's nice where try, we fatty. Are. 216-474-0092. Why are there so many Achilles injuries? We've got quick hits coming up at 240. We'll ask Zach Harper this coming up at 3 o'clock. The Peterlin Pass at 340. We've got Ashley Bastock of Cleveland.com talking Alex Wright's big glow up. We'll also talk about the quarterback race du jour as we continue to. But we continue on with the Achilles conversation and what we might be missing. What I think a lot of people are missing about the Cavs' interest in Kevin Durant in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.